We're in a series called Flourish. Now this morning I want to take a look at a verse from Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 11. How many of you know that Hebrews 11 is the hall of faith? In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 11, we're going to see how Sarah flourished. It says there, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. So Sarah herself, she had faith herself. We must have faith for ourselves. Sarah was just not along for the ride with Abraham. She had faith. Abraham had his part, and Sarah had her part. Amen. And it's so important as a couple, if you are married, that you be in agreement, that you be in faith together. Each one of you using your faith just like a craftsman uses a tool every day of your life. Agreement and harmony. Amen? Amen. Now, I like how the Amplified says it. It says, because of faith also Sarah herself received physical power to conceive a child, even when she was long past the age for it, because she considered God, who had given to her the promise to be reliable and trustworthy and true to his word. You can imagine her showing up at the clinic and then telling her, go home. You're past all that. I mean, she was past being past. I mean, she couldn't even conceive when she was young. But thank God there's nothing too impossible for him. She received. She conceived. Conceived. How did she do it? She did it by faith. And let me borrow a slogan from Jesse Duplantis. She believed the unbelievable and she received the impossible. She shifted her focus from her own limitations to God's character and to God's promise. And just like Sarah, your faith flourishes when you judge or when you consider God as faithful to do what he has promised. It may look impossible, but we have made the decision that our God is trustworthy. He is reliable. He's worthy of all of our trust. Hallelujah. And so many people in the church world judge him or consider him as being unreliable. For example, when it comes to healing for their bodies, well, you just never know what God might do. No, we know what God has already done. It's not a question of what might God might do. It's a question, are we going to believe and receive and enter into the finished works of Christ? Amen. Well, now, Pastor Mark, you just never know. God may or may not answer your prayers. Where is that in the Bible? John 15:7 clearly says, if you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Ooh, glory to God. So we must consider him faithful. Deuteronomy 7 verse 9 says, therefore know the Lord your God, he is God. What kind of God is he? The faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. Do you love him today? Do you keep his commandments? You can expect your covenant-keeping God to keep his word in your life. It's to 1,000 generations. And we're in that generation somewhere. Because if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed. And you are an heir according to the promise. So let's look this morning at a few ways that God is faithful. Number one, he's faithful to keep his promises. Pastor Tom did such a wonderful job Wednesday night. If you did not get that here or get the teaching yet, get it. One of the key scriptures that he quoted was this, Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope or our faith without wavering. Why? For he is faithful that has promise. Joshua declared it like this. He said, not one word of all the Lord's good promises have failed. What he said, he will do. God is watching over his word in my life. Say that with me. God is watching over his word in my life. Declare this. What he has promised, he is performing. His word will not return void. It will accomplish everything he sent it to do. So he's faithful to his promises. Secondly, he is faithful to protect you and to preserve you. I like 2 Thessalonians, the third chapter. And notice with me in the third verse from the Amplified Classic Version. And if you would, read it with me on the count of three. One, two, three. Yet the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and set you on a firm foundation and guard you from the evil one. Let's keep that verse up there. He will strengthen you and he will set you on a firm foundation. Something that has a firm foundation is unshakable. Why? Because its anchor is in God. Its confidence is in him. One of my favorite songs that I listen to all the time, it's on my playlist, and it's called Firm Foundation. And some of the words go like this: Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me is shaken, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus, because he's never let me down. He's faithful through generations, so why would he fail now? He won't. Amen. Then he goes on to say, I still got joy in chaos. It just did my heart good to see you all rejoice today. I looked over there at the front row and Jimmy's out there dancing. Glory to God. Woo! If you got life, you ought to have a dance. If you're born again, you ought to have a shout. Woo! Glory to God. If you're saved and you know it, you ought to have a clap. Amen. Glory to God. It doesn't no matter how old you are or how young you are. Yea, let everything that hath breath. You did good. I still have joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength, because I build my faith on Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful in every season. So why would he fail now? He won't. Rain came and the wind blew, but my house was built on you. I'm safe with you. I'm going to make it through. But my house was built on you. I'm safe with you, and I'm going to make it through. Amen. Say that with me. I'm making it through. I'm going all the way to the other side of this test, and I will end up with a testimony. I'm making it through. Even though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not afraid, because my life is on the solid rock, on a firm foundation. Yet the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and set you on a firm foundation. The second part of that verse is, he will guard you from the evil one. Now, the word guard there means to protect or guard. And those are military terms, which means your father stands watch over you. And you know what? He never slumbers. And he never sleeps. Psalms 121, verse 7 and 8 in the Passion Translation is so very rich. I'd like you to read it with me on the count of three. Ready, read. If God's grace doesn't help the builders. No, it's verse 7 and 8. Verse 7 and 8. Psalms 127, verse 7 and 8 in the Passion. Amen? Okay, we'll wait for a minute. Praise the Lord. Un momento, por favor. That's if you please in Spanish. Two tacos, three burritos, 4.5 enchiladas. Amen. Psalms 127, verse 7 and 8. I will read it for you. Amen. Okay, I was wrong. I'm sorry, but I'm still going to preach. He says, he will keep you from every form of evil or calamity as he continuously watches over you. You will be guarded by God himself. You will be safe when you leave your home and safe when you return. He will protect you now and he will protect you forevermore. Oh, glory to God. Even when the storm comes, even though the shadow of the valley of death is all around us, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never abandon you. Think about Daniel. He was thrown into the den of lions. Not because he was doing wrong, but because he was doing right. And right there in the midst of a den of lions, he showed up. He showed up. The faithful one showed up. And he shut the mouths of the lions. And then what about Shadrach, Meshach, and off to bed we go. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I mean, they were thrown into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. But right there in the midst of the burning fiery furnace, the fourth man showed up. The fourth man showed up. Glory to God. And they were completely delivered. They were so delivered from that fire that when they came out, they didn't even smell like smoke. Woo, glory to God. And you may be today in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And I prophesy over you, you're coming out. You're coming out. You're coming out without the smell of defeat. You're coming out without the smell of despair. You're coming out, glory to God. Because God's not finished with you yet. Stop listening to the lies of the devil. He who shut the mouths of the lions and he who quenched the fiery furnace, he is living in you. He's on your side and he is for you. If he brought them out, he's going to bring you out. And in a time of temptation, is he not faithful? 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 13th verse, which is really a long verse. In the Amplified, it says, there is no temptation taken you but such as common to man. Now that's what the King James says. But the rest of the verse says, but God is faithful. God is faithful. He is faithful to his word and he is faithful to his compassionate nature. Hallelujah. And will with the temptation always provide a way out. Because he is the way maker. He provides a way out. Because he is the way maker. He provides the way out of debt. Because he is the way maker. Hallelujah. He provides the way out of cancer. Because he is Jehovah Rapha. We have people sitting here today that are living testimonies that the Lord is faithful and delivers from cancer. Glory to God. And you know what? He's no respecter of persons. Glory to God. He is faithful to deliver. He is faithful to heal. He is faithful to provide. He is our God. Now, all you've got to do is align yourself with biblical principles. Don't live part in the kingdom and part in the world. Go all in for the kingdom of God. Amen? Don't be a tipper when you come to church. Be a tither when you come to church. Amen. Whatever church you go to, make sure you tithe. You don't have to tithe here. You get to tithe here. Amen. Now, how many of you have ever been to a nice, fine restaurant before? You know, I mean, McDonald's or Burger King. My mom used to take me to go get hamburgers, and I was a Catholic boy, and she'd pick me up at school in a we called it the bomb. It was actually an old station wagon. It was actually a Woody, but it was pink. We didn't know it was a Woody, but it was pink, and we called it the bomb. So Fran would pick me up. She really loved little Marky Boy. I'll tell you that right now. I was the baby, and boy, was I a baby. I was a spoiled baby. And Brenda has spoiled me yet even more. I mean, I'd walk home from school, you know, over lunch hour, and she'd open up the vent in the kitchen that would go outside, so I was able to smell what she was cooking for me for lunch. So, what does that got to do with the message? I don't know, but I want to talk about Fran for a minute. And so she would pick me up and take me to a fancy restaurant. It was Henry's, but she would pick me up and she'd say, "Today, Mark, we're going to Henri's." So all of you have been to a fancy restaurant before, whatever that restaurant may be. Well, part of going to a fancy restaurant is to be generous with your tip. I mean, these people work hard. And thank God the taxes on the tips are leaving. Amen. But you don't want to go to a nice restaurant and leave like a 2% tip. Any more than you want to go to a nice restaurant like Heart of the Bay Christian Center and leave a third of a percent tip. Say with me, I am not a tipper. I am a tither. And when you are a tither, I don't know why we're getting off on this today, but this is good. When you are a tither, you've got tither's rights. Didn't he say that he would open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there should be hardly enough to receive or contain? And didn't he say, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake? There's a devourer out there. He wants to devour your washing machine before it's time. He wants your dryer to die prematurely. That's the devil's business. But God's business is quickening your washing machine, quickening your dryer, making your stuff last as long as you need it. But how about this? Enabling you to buy new stuff. Come on, folks. Stuff is just stuff. Don't let stuff have you. You have stuff. Don't let money dictate to you. You dictate money. Amen. The love of money is the root of all evil. But if you love God more than you love money and you align yourself with biblical principles, He has no problem pouring out the blessing upon you and living in the overflow. Amen. Glory to God. Overflow. It's overflow time. It's overflow time. Overflow of finances. An overflow of miracles. We're living in the time of the overflow. We're living in times of great glory. We're living in times of supernatural healings. We're living in times of the manifestations of the Spirit of God increasing and increasing and increasing. We are living in the overflow. Glory to God. So let us purpose in our heart to align our lives according to the Word of God. Did you know that there's a right way to live and there's a wrong way to live? Did you know that there's a right way to talk and there's a wrong way to talk? There's a right way to walk and there's a wrong way to walk. The Word of God will show you how to live, how to talk, how to walk, and how to live godly in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Perversity is all around us, but we do not have to let perversity to hinder us or to overtake us. Amen? Glory to God. Everyone say to me, I'm going to walk. I'm going to talk. I'm going to live in alignment with the Word. The fruit of living in this world is absolutely death. The wages of sin is death. But thank God, the gift of life. I said the gift of life. The gift of life. It is eternal. It's eternal life. So God said in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that He is faithful to His word and to His compassionate nature. And He will not suffer you to be tempted above your ability to rise above it, to come out and come through. But He said, with this temptation, I will provide a safe landing place for you. Anybody ever been in turbulence in a jet before? I tell you what, I've been in some turbulence recently that caused you to basoko rababababa. I mean, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. You know, if you're not careful, you can let fear overcome you when the turbulence of life comes to you. Oh, but thank God. God is better than an American Airlines pilot. He's better than a United Airlines pilot. He's better than a Southwest Airlines pilot. Glory to God. He is able to deliver you and to bring you right where you need to be to a safe landing place. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So He's faithful to His promises, Jamar, is He not? He is faithful, praise God, to protect you. He's faithful to preserve you. He's faithful to sustain you. Don't even think about checking out early. Don't even think about dying prematurely. Don't even think about dying until you're done. Psalms 91:14 says, with long life, I will satisfy you and I will show you my salvation. I will show you my deliverance. The Spanish Bible says, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my healing. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you live long enough, you're going to run into a test physically. Amen. Amen? Amen? But just because you're going through a test physically doesn't mean that it's over. Yeah, that's right. Amen. That's right. You make the decision. Right. You have this quality attitude. It ain't over till it's over. And it ain't over till I say it's over. Amen. Amen. So until then, let the redeemed of the Lord, woo, say so, say so. Amen. Glory to God. Can I come down? Yes. Amen. I thought I'd come down where I can see the whites of your eyes. Usually about this time at 11:10, some of the saints get sleepy. But I don't see any sleepy saints. Amen. Glory to God. You know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at stirred up saints. Yeah. I'm looking at fired up saints. Yeah. Glory to God. I'm looking at no weapon formed against me shall prosper, saints. I'm looking at more than conquerors, saints. Woo, glory to God. I'm looking at saints that say, I can and I will do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Yes, I can. And yes, I will. We know we can because he's given us the ability to can. But are we willing to act on the ability that he's given us with our will? You know this, that God's looking at our heart. God sees our heart. And he's looking for men and women just like you. And just like Brenda and I. And just like Tom and Kimberly. He's looking at our hearts. And you know what kind of a heart he's looking at? He's looking at a heart that's willing. Willing heart. Not a heart that says, well, they dragged me to church today, I guess I'll go. That's not a willing heart. You're not going to get nothing. A willing heart. Did not he say in his word, in Psalm 110 somewhere, he said, my people shall be willing. My people shall be willing. Willing to serve. Willing to sow. Willing to praise. Willing to give. My people. I'm looking for a people that have hearts that are willing. For you see, it is the day of my power. And in the day of my power, I must have a people that are willing hearted. Willing to let me have my way. Willing to verbalize and say what I say. Amen. For it is hearts that are willing that shall be used greatly in this day of my power. In this day of my greater glory, I've trained you. I've spoken to you. You have been in the school of the Holy Spirit. I'm counting on you, says the Lord. I'm not just counting on your staff, but I'm calling and I'm counting for all to be on deck. And for every heart to be willing in the day of my power. Hallelujah. And God sees our heart. Amen. God sees our heart. He doesn't look as man looks. But God looks at the heart. He knows what's in our heart. When you come to serve on a Sunday or a Wednesday, and if you're griping and complaining about it, that's not a willing heart.
That's right. Come on. That's right.
When Pastor Brenda stands up, and isn't she pretty? Stands up to receive the offering. If your attitude, oh boy, here she goes again. All the church wants is our money. Ethel, we'll keep your money.
Amen. That's right. That's right. That's right.
I didn't know we were going this direction. Hallelujah. Willing. I'm stirring my heart up to be more willing than I've ever been. I'm planning on being more willing at 80 than I am 75. I'm just planning on it. When I don't feel like praying, my confession is I'm willing to pray. I'm going to open my mouth because I have a willing heart. And I'm going to pray prophetically. And I'm going to speak, as Pastor Tom said on Wednesday night, I'm not just going to confess the word, but I'm going to make faith declarations inspired by the Holy Ghost. Because I have a willing heart. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, I believe it is verse 9. You mind if we take a little side journey?
All right, go for it.
2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, I believe it is. For the eyes of the Lord, they're scanning through Northern California. He's got a scan, Jose. He has eyes to see. And Jimmy, he's scanning throughout the whole Bay Area. He's got his scanner going. Running throughout the whole Bay Area. To show himself strong. To show himself strong. On the behalf of those whose heart is loyal toward him. A loyal heart is a willing heart.
Amen.
Say that with me. A loyal heart is a faithful heart. And it is a willing heart. My confession this morning at 11:17 a.m. at 24800 Hesperian Boulevard in Hayward, California. My confession is, I'm willing hearted. Beep, 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 beep. The scanner just went off. Beep, beep. There's blips here and blips there throughout the whole church. There's a blip here. There's a blip there. God's saying, I'm going to show myself strong.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, you will.
Because there's some holy blips going off.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Everyone say, blip, blip. That's me. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's praise him for a moment. Glory to God. Let's pray about being willing hearted. My people, my churches, my pastors, my members, my loved ones shall be willing in the day of my power. Are you willing? Are you willing to stretch? Are you willing to flourish? Are you willing to make your declarations? Glory to God. Areas of his faithfulness. He's faithful over his promises. He's faithful to guard you, to keep you from harm and keep you from the evil one. But we would be remiss if we did not mention this one. God is faithful to provide. That's right, Jimmy. He is faithful to provide, and he has, and he forever will.
Amen.
Now, we see this faithfulness to the children of Israel. Now, the children of Israel were held in Egyptian bondage. How many years was it, PT?
400.
Think about 400 years. They were held captive to harsh taskmasters. They made them work till some of them dropped dead. They made them work so hard for 400 years. But there came a day where God heard their cries. And he says, I'm coming down. He heard their cries. And God said, I'm coming down. I'm coming down. Aren't you glad that Jesus came down? He saw us in our circumstance. He saw us in our cries. But Jesus left his home and he came down. So the children of Israel were crying. He heard their cries. He says, I'm not just coming down, but I'm coming down to deliver them. I'm coming down to deliver my people. And you know the story of all the plagues and Moses going before Pharaoh?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there were frogs, there was lice, there was all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, frogs would be tantamount to almost to rats.
Yeah.
And Moses went to Pharaoh and said, "What about these frogs? When do you want me to call them off?" And Pharaoh says, "Tomorrow." He says, "I just need one more night with these frogs." And there's a lot of Christians like that. When do you want deliverance from heroin? When do you want deliverance from pornography? When do you want deliverance from alcohol? The wrong answer is tomorrow. The right answer is now. Now, right now. For now is the day of salvation. And finally, Pharaoh let him go. You talk about a parade of victory? He brought them forth with silver and with gold. And great grandmama wasn't feeble any longer. Psalm 105, verse 37 says, "He brought them forth with silver and with gold, and there was not one feeble among their tribes." This was a massive act of redemption, showcasing what was to come for you and I.
Amen.
Everyone say it was silver and gold. You know, when God delivers, He doesn't do it halfway. God doesn't bring His people out broke, sick, busted, and disgusted. The Bible says they borrowed from the Egyptians. No, they took it. I mean, they went to the enemy's camp. And they took back what the Egyptians had stolen from them. My. They didn't leave empty-handed. They weren't feeble. They weren't weak. They weren't stumbling. They were not impaired by the millions. And this gives us a glimpse of what God does when He redeems. And you know the thing that thrills me about this? That was the old covenant. That was the old covenant. And we know what Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6 says. Would you read it with me? Ready, read. "But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by much also he is the mediator of a better covenant." Woo, glory to God. Raul, it's a better covenant.
Amen.
It's established upon better promises.
Amen.
They may have thought they had the best, but we've got the better.
Amen.
You got a better covenant.
Better.
With a covenant-keeping God.
Yeah.
Who is faithful to 1,000 generations. What can He do in your life? If you will align yourself with His perfect will, what can He do in your life? If He brought them out with silver and gold and strength, how much more is provided for you and I through Jesus Christ? So say it with me like you really believe it. Let's make some declarations. Let's say it, "I'm redeemed. I'm healed. I am blessed under a better covenant. I walk in divine health. I walk in abundant provision. I walk in covenant favor. For Jesus paid the ultimate price. I'm expecting the greater because I'm living in the better." Glory to God. 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 Woo. Ha 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 ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. So don't let your past keep you back or hold you back.
Amen.
The past is gone and must be forgotten.
Amen.
I am faithful and just to forgive you of all of your sins when you bring them to me and you repent before me. I will cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Just like the prodigal of old came back to daddy's house and thought there was punishment awaiting for him. But instead of punishment, they ended up having a party. This my son was dead. Now he's come back.
Amen.
And go from not just being forgiven, go to a mindset of who you are now in Christ. Go to a mindset that you are in right standing with the Creator of the universe. And don't be down on yourself. Be up on God. God's up on you. Somebody says, well, I love God, I love God. Do you really know how much He loves you? I want to know Him, I want to know Him. God says, I want to know you.
Amen. Praise God. Glory.
Remember this. In Philippians 1:6, don't be down on yourself. We've all missed it. We've all missed it. But Philippians 1:6 says, be confident of this very thing. He's faithful. For the faithful one who has begun a good work in me. He's begun a good work in me. He's begun a good work in you. And He will perform it until Jesus Christ returns. Oh, shout it with me. God is faithful to finish what He starts. Woo, Pastor Tom, glory to God. Glory to God. Get up on your feet and give Him some glory today. Glory, 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 glory. The Passion says, there has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you would keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish. What kind of finish are we going to have, PT? We're going to have a flourishing finish. Oh, glory to God! Woo! Ah, ha, ha. I prophesy over you that you all are going to have a flourishing finish until the Lord returns. Amen.